good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. This has been an SRN News Special Report. I'm Rich Thomason.
Real retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up, from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility. And you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number, 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Radar will be a little bit more active today than it has been over the last few days. More storms to go around. Today's high temperature will be in the lower 90s. A sun and cloud mix with scattered random pop-up storms, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight down to about 68. Friday's high in the upper 80s to near 90. Saturday's high 93. Good bit of sun both days. And the rain chances not zero, but under 20% both Friday and Saturday. More scattered storms return on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Savannah Saab. Montgomery native Marcus McNeil has officially announced he's running in the 2023 election, encouraging all citizens of Montgomery to take a stand for their city and to push youth to become more involved. A few of McNeil's platforms are focused on reducing crime and strengthening our police force. McNeil will face Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed. The elections for mayor and city council are August 22nd. Channel 8 has learned that 14-year-old Leah McDonald has been found. We were told that she was found safe in Crestview, Florida. She is from Jackson, Alabama, and her mother thought she might have been in Selma or Marion when she vanished on Mother's Day. 37-year-old Tony Aldridge is charged with sexual abuse of a minor child less than 12 years old. The abuse took place in Millbrook. Aldridge was transported to the Elmore County Jail, where he remains under a $20,000 bond. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32. I'm Savannah Saab.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Improve your home's energy efficiency and curb appeal. Call JB Windows and Siding, your home exterior expert. Siding, windows, trim, carports, awning, roofing, and more. JB Windows and Siding uses only top quality home improvement product. Add low maintenance, beauty, value to your home for years to come. Call JB Windows and Siding today at 265-1216 or visit jbroof.com.
JB Windows and Siding.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it,
That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Hydration is key. If you are 1% dehydrated, you'll have a drop in 10% of your strength. If you're 3% dehydrated, your brain is malfunctioning so bad that you are making mistakes and not even knowing it.
Brad Davidson is a personal trainer, has written a book about his expertise. His specialty is exhausted executives who carry a burden of stress. You'll want to hear this one. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. On this day, it is a Thursday, the 8th day of June in the year of our Lord, 2023. I hope you've had a good 21 hours since we last visited, and I hope the morning has gone well as well. I'm here, of course. We are powered by 1819 News. Sky is here, and Allison Sinclair is here as well, ready to rock and roll. She said her mouth is not working right this morning. And look, I know how she feels. There are some days where you just can't get the sentences out.
Brain not connect.
It's just not connecting yet. Brain not working.
Fell downstairs.
Is everybody good? You good, Scott?
Ready to rock.
Ready to rock and roll?
Yeah.
Allison, you ready?
I think so. I'm a little nervous.
Why?
Well, you know, when things aren't connecting well, and I don't know why. I haven't
finished. You need
finished.
Coffee.
Maybe.
She is not a coffee drinker.
It might be. I stayed up last night watching. My whole family disappeared. I don't know. It was a weird
all
night.
All the kids were gone.
Lots of us. There's six
Husband's
of us.
Gone.
Yeah, everybody was gone. So I sat down to watch a movie. And I don't like movies often. I'm so disappointed. But I watched Air, the Michael Jordan. Air Jordan.
Really?
Heard that was good. Yes.
It was so good.
Was it really?
Like, I'm not even kidding. It was, I mean, it's not like a deep thinking going to change your life.
No.
But it was interesting. Chris Tucker's in it, who's one of my favorite actors.
Which one's Chris Tucker? I don't, you know,
oh
I'm
gosh.
Not a pop guy.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Which one is Chris Tucker? That's not the Born Identity guy.
Oh, my word. Okay. Have you ever seen the movie Friday?
Not sure about that. Hold on. Okay.
All right. Have you ever seen the Rush Hour movies? Jackie Chan.
Why didn't you say the black guy?
Well, there are lots of those.
But that would have made, that would have helped made the connection, Chris Tucker.
The black guy in the Air movie.
What, yeah.
You know.
You're not talking about Chris Tucker in Rush Hour? You are.
Yeah.
This guy right here. Okay, so let me tell you a story what we've done. He is hysterical. He's also, what part does he play in Air?
He is the VP of, basically, he's like the recruiter of their athletes.
Oh, where they go try to get the spokespeople or whatever.
So he plays the same part. And, you know, he kind of disappeared after, because they made several Fridays, but he wasn't in them. And apparently he became a Christian. That's what I heard.
Really?
And he didn't want to do the movies anymore. Maybe I just want to tell myself that. But he was in it, and he's so good. And then just the story is super cool, and it's all nostalgic, because if you grew up in the 80s,
you get to see the old shoes.
Yeah, like they go to a 7-Eleven and all the candy is like 1980s candy, and all the music is 1980s, and like I laughed out loud by myself in my house several times. It was a great time.
So how historically accurate is it?
Well,
is it another one of these that's based on a historic event and everything else is filled in? Because you got to make it somewhat exciting. I mean, we're talking about a business deal, and yeah, there were probably some, you know, neat things, but
I did Google that, but I've never got to read what I Googled.
Well, it's hard to tell on some of these movies if they're really
close enough. It's pretty cool because, like, in the credits, they go through what happened with each of the people. Like the geeky little guy that designed the Michael Jordan flying through the air, you know,
the little stand, well,
yeah, because that wasn't the original. And then I didn't know that the NBA 50% of your shoe had to be white.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
I did know that.
And that you have to pay fines.
In the old days, or is it still that way?
I don't know. But anyway, so then Nike was like, forget it. We're just going to pay the fine every time. And really, Nike was the one that started NIL because Michael Jordan wanted a percentage of every shoe sold for his name.
Really? Now, was his mom really his agent kind of thing? It seemed like on the commercial that has the mom saying, like, he's worth more than that or something. Yeah. And I'm like,
the mom was the gatekeeper.
That just seems kind of weird.
No,
that's the part I wondered how historically accurate it was, because these deals had never been made before. So, like, to get any deal would be awesome. So I just don't know.
You have to watch the movie because, but I think the mom was the one that was very in tune and knew the value of her son. And they're super cute. Like, the family's cute. And
right. So I wonder if the family's really cute. The movie The Blind Side, I don't know. Well, I don't know that movie based on loose historical.
You remember Michael Jordan's dad ended up getting shot, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I didn't remember that.
He ended up getting killed.
From what?
Apparently, he was shot in Chicago, and they don't talk about it much, but Jordan, somebody probably knows way more, but Jordan had some gambling debt, and they said, if you don't pay it, we're going to kill your dad. And they shot and killed his dad.
Was that in the movie?
No.
No.
that part was not in the movie. No.
Yeah. So, you know.
But
I just never know, because you see these movies and they have characters in there and you're like, oh, this guy's cool. This guy's funny. This guy's awesome. And then you, like, see those people, like the real people on a talk show or something, and you're like, huh, that actor was a more fun version.
Well, I mean,
of you.
Surely,
yeah, I mean, it is entertainment.
Actors would be more
like
fun
when they
than
do
us.
The Alabama Unfiltered Radio movie.
Right, it's coming.
They're going to have people that are
way better than us.
Way better than us.
Yeah. But I just highly recommend it. There's a little bit of language, mm-hmm. but you know, that's kind of it. And it was, I don't know, just a good movie. So maybe
Chris Tucker will probably play me when they make the movie. You don't think? Who's going to be you?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Who would play Allison in the Alabama Unfiltered? The true story, the behind the scenes, how terrible it was, drama. They're always backbiting and people were running around. Well, not that kind of running around. They were literally running around trying to find stuff. But since we're doing a promo for a movie, we better say running around.
No, I'm just thinking about, like, what the reality is. It's like Scott is running around looking for coffee. Allison's in the other room doing...
On her phone.
No, I mean, I was laughing because my daughter was like, did you do Sally Ride? Sally Up? What is it? I can't remember what it... It's a workout she does at track, you know, and there's a song where you got to do
squats. The one you've been doing
in
the break?
The one I've been doing during the breaks. You know, like, it would be a really boring movie. Who would play Sky?
Oh.
John Travolta.
No.
It wouldn't be John Travolta?
No.
The Rock.
Johnny Depp. I'll take Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Actually, I'll take anybody except Jim Carrey. How about that?
You don't want Jim Carrey?
No.
Don't have Jim Carrey.
I can't stand that guy. He just gives me the...
Just irritating as all.
Yeah, I never could. Poor man's Jerry Lewis. That's what he is. Yeah, I'll take Johnny. Really, the French love him. So
I'm
going to
let, if Chris Tucker won't do it since he's on our list today, maybe The Rock. We'll let The Rock be me.
You're so far off on both of those. I just don't even.
I don't know who you want to be.
Okay, not who you are.
Did you decide? You could tell us the casting.
Well, that's what I was working on.
Okay, all right.
Has Allison said who was going to play Allison Sinclair in the full-length feature film based on... What did they say? Remember the movie Woman King? Is set in Africa, and based the ladies, they're fighting the other group that's the slave trader. And in real history, both groups were all into slavery.
Of course.
So, you know, it's
doesn't make for good Hollywood.
Right, it doesn't make good Hollywood movies. But it was based on that people lived in Africa, and that there was a year like 1750.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's mostly made up.
Yeah, historical.
And there were women.
Right.
So, yeah, they just weren't kings.
It's close enough for Hollywood these days.
Yeah, I mean, it was close, but, you know, it's good enough. So that's what this one's going to be like. The Alabama Unfiltered Radio movie will be about us during the Spanish conquest of South America.
the great
Based
white
on
oppression.
Historical, historic events.
Revisionist historical events.
Opposite right. Where I was going, because I was thinking...
You're still thinking about who's going to play Allison Sinclair.
Yeah. Some people say...
Some people say...
Say I look like Jennifer Aniston.
Do you?
And I gladly accept that compliment. But I think character-wise, I think I'm more Cameron Diaz in Something About Mary.
Okay.
Have you seen that movie?
I think I have seen that. I don't think I voluntarily saw that. I think that my wife wanted to see that.
So maybe she would.
Who's the lady in, I mentioned it a minute ago, the football movie, the...
Blindside?
Yeah, who's the lady on the
Sandra
Blindside?
Bullock.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock
that would
can
be good.
Play
pretty
you.
Good, okay.
She can play you.
She's a Birmingham girl, actually.
Down
Her dad,
home.
Like,
really?
Lived
Perfect.
In Shelby County, yeah.
Really?
All right. Well, we got one figured out.
Okay. I knew that. So. She's funny, but smart.
Well, we got you figured out. Who did you want?
Oh, Johnny Depp.
See? So that's two
cool.
figured out.
Yeah. I'll take him.
Can he be dressed up like Captain Jack Sparrow, though?
No, that's not
yeah,
going to
he can. He's got the same kind of shirts. You have some shirts that look very piratey at times.
Well, so, I always wanted to be a pirate, so.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. As long as I don't have to have the scurvy-looking stuff.
Okay. The scurvy.
Sometimes he looks a little rough, man.
Well, you know, he's been out.
Bad.
I was going to say he's been out all night. He's been out all week.
I'm thinking more of the Willy Wonka, Johnny Depp. Yeah, the top hat, the little bit. Yeah.
There all right, we've got two of them are down.
I'm thinking George Clooney for Scott.
Oh, okay. That's fairly complimentary,
yeah.
I think.
That's pretty good. Oh. He's a crazy leftist, but
no,
it's okay.
He's fine.
They all are. So,
yeah, they really, really are. Yeah, okay, look. I can see some George Clooney.
Yeah.
All right, George Clooney will be fine. Well, then we got to get somebody for Amy Beth. I don't know. Maybe Amy Beth takes Sandra Bullock back, and you have to go back to Jennifer Aniston.
Or Cameron Diaz. I'm thinking
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
I like Cameron Diaz better.
I think Abs is definitely Sandra Bullock.
You think?
Yeah.
I think Jennifer Aniston would be boring in your role. I don't think she could. I don't think she has the ability to clearly portray the depth of the character of Allison Sinclair. I mean, I just don't think she can get there.
I don't think she can.
Cameron
Diaz.
She's
kind of one-dimensional.
Right. She couldn't reach out beyond her normal self.
You know what's sad is, like, if you said Cameron Diaz in front of my kids, nobody would know who she was.
Well, I barely know.
That's like when Jared's parents talk about Rock Hudson or something, you know, I'm like, wait, who is that?
Who was that?
Yeah.
I can't get Charlton Heston to play me, can he? He's passed away.
I believe so.
Not recently.
He'd be
either.
A little old for the role also.
Maybe well, I've got gray hair.
Dead.
Yeah, but he did a good job.
Okay, well, contrary to what it seems, because we spent 20 minutes talking about nothing, Scott actually made a really long list of things to talk about. There's a lot of news and a lot of things going on. One of the things that I need our listeners to...
You want to just give the list? Give some of your list. This is what we're going to try to talk about today.
Well, you just wrote it down.
You can't look at my list.
You just wrote it down.
I know, but it's mostly your list.
That's why you make a list, so you can remember.
I know, but me writing down your list does not count as my list.
The Trump indictment. That one's kind of interesting. Because all that's going on with Trump makes me think, forget DeSantis. Obviously, there's something there.
that like, we just got to stand with him.
They cannot let him go. They cannot forget about him. He lives rent-free right. in America's head.
And they hate us all so badly
yeah.
that he is us.
But they're going to charge him with espionage?
Oh, yeah. He's clearly a criminal. I mean, he used to be a Russian spy, and then he retired, apparently. And then now he's sneaking off very classified documents down to Mar-a-Lago and...
I just don't get it.
Keeping them locked away.
Like...
But Joe Biden, who was not president and had classified documents going back for all the time to when he was in the Senate... It's all good. It's all right.
Keep going. What does that say? I can't read that.
Liberal woman.
Oh, the liberal woman who can't find a conservative man.
She's trying to find a man with traditional values who will stand up for her and stand for her and be strong, but she doesn't want him to be a conservative.
Good luck, honey.
SPLC has put out hate groups.
You can't always get what you want.
We got the hate groups. And what'd you say, Moms for Liberty is a hate group?
Moms for Liberty is the top of their hate group.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. All you Moms for Liberty are...
They're selling crack pipes out of vending machines in New York now.
Well, that's good.
We got so much to talk about.
There's a lot. It's going to be a good show. If you want to join us, give us a call. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Let's close the health care coverage gap. To learn more, visit coveralabama.org.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Ready to get out and have a great time with friends? Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive is Montgomery's favorite bar. Come see their new look and enjoy the non-smoking Rick and Moe's. You'll always find your favorite sports action on the big screens. Come in early for happy hour and stay for live music Tuesday through Saturday with no cover. Rick and Moe's is still your favorite bar for pool, darts, and video games. Celebrate with your friends at the all-new, non-smoking Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Mo knows.
I have a retirement plan you might want to join. Hi, it's Greg. I'm not retiring from this radio thing. I love that. But I am retiring from mowing my own lawn, and I picked a great company to do it. Fair price, outstanding result from Turf Stalkers. Founded by young Brian McMahon, who began the company after serving 6 years in the Air Force, I think you'll appreciate that military dedication to detail that I see. Call them at 558-1611 and get the Turf Stalkers team on your lawn. They also do edging, leaf dispersal, pressure washing, and more. That's 558-1611 or look up Turf Stalkers on Facebook. I will not retire from admiring the great job they do.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. Thank you for listening. If you want to join the show, feel free to give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. There's all kinds of little stuff out there. Paul Sarin has a piece. We won't go in depth until later in the program. The Ukrainian counteroffensive has begun. I'm just reading the headline. Heavy fighting in Zaporizhzhia.
Sounds biblical.
Sounds good. Kiev's forces are taking massive losses. Well, so much. We'll see what happens.
Weren't they supposed to?
It was supposed to be like Normandy.
Yeah.
They were going to roll the Russians back because the Russians don't know what they're doing.
And we've sent them so much money to be able to roll the Russians back, and now they're getting slaughtered.
That's what it sounds like, but we'll see. Considering that there's no mainstream media news on that, my guess is that is probably an accurate report. Can you imagine, Sky?
It's difficult
to say. If the Ukrainians
say,
were whipping the Russians, it would be on CNN right now.
I believe that, yes.
And since it is not, we will use Craig's Law to deduce that since it is not in the news, then they're losing.
Well, the dam that was destroyed...
Yes, somehow, and it caused the flooding.
Yes. Who's responsible for that? We don't know. We're not kidding. Let's face it. We're very ill-informed in this country.
But hey, look, we know the stats for the ball teams, and we know when the next Taylor Swift concert is.
Well, if you look at any major liberal, you know, the mainstream media newspapers, the headlines, let's see, we've got... I will have three or four Ukraine stories on the front page, two or three Trump stories, a climate change, and a racism. That's it.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's the same formula every day. So it's very difficult to tell with what's being suppressed and what's being allowed. For sure, we're being misled.
Are we going to count the wildfires in Canada? In the Quebec region. Are we going to do that? We're going to put that in the climate change list?
Most certainly.
Doing? Oh, yes, because they did not have wildfires or any fires, even tame fires.
Or hurricanes.
Back before, no, just a few years ago, before climate change came.
Aren't those the Israeli laser beams that are starting? Isn't it Conspiracy Thinker Thursday?
That is what? Didn't Marjorie Taylor Greene retweet one of those?
No, I do think they have a laser beam.
So you think they do?
I think they have. I don't think they're starting the wildfires.
Why wouldn't they?
But, I mean, what do you do with the laser beam?
You start wildfires.
what I would do.
Okay, look. Any little boy, well, back in the old days when people played outside, little boys with a magnifying glass.
You burn the ants.
What do? You burn the ants and try to make what? Try to make something start on fire. Yeah. Catch on fire. And if that little kid grows up and he has a laser beam, what is he going to do? He's like, we're going to try to start a fire. They tried to start them all over the Middle East. It was nothing but sand. There was nothing to burn. So they said, try it in Southern California.
I mean, look, I'm at the point where, who was it that came out recently and said aliens? Charlie Kirk? Was it Charlie Kirk that said?
No, it was the what's a woman?
Matt Walsh. Yes.
We need to add that.
Please add that to the list.
Yes.
Because he basically said that's a great topic for today. That at this point, the government has lied to us about everything else. So why in the world would we think they weren't lying to us about aliens? So
we'll do that.
there is an Israeli laser beam that is starting wildfires. I do think it's really smoggy in Birmingham. Did you notice?
I did notice that, but I don't think that's from the Canadian wildfires.
Well, it might be because it's down in D.C. I mean, it's just
wafting. But D.C. is just 12, 15, how many hours away from here?
I mean...
Northeast?
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Well, I mean, from Canada...
What are you
going to
get in the car? Okay. Canada's not that far from them. It's like squished together up there. Those states aren't really big.
Now I'm going to do some math.
Okay.
But back to Ukraine, because we've gone around the world. So could we say that our return on investment with all we've given to Ukraine is...
If the counteroffensive falls apart, which I will predict that it's going to, our investment was poor.
And where did all that money go?
But what was the investment actually for?
Exactly, because I don't think it was apparently for any weapons. If you're losing that badly and we've given you every opportunity to win.
Maybe the pouring of money into Ukraine was so that it would trickle back to certain people in the United States.
You think?
Not even in a criminal way, but maybe in a corrupt, unethical way. Like, hey, look, we'll make widgets. Oh, man, the Ukrainians definitely need $20 million worth of widgets, and they need them today.
We can talk.
Please, Senator, put it in the bill. We got to send them some widgets. Now, you and I made $2 million profit off the $20 million worth of widgets. They're not going to use them over there. They're going to lose them, send them to Africa, the Middle East, sell them to, you know, illicit widget dealers all around the world. Or the Russians just blow it up, the first train load that comes through. Well, there's all the widgets. But you and I became very wealthy, and it's completely legal.
But real talk, who sits as the House Chairman of the Armed Services Committee? Mike Rogers
from Alabama.
Who called for... Do you remember just a few weeks ago, we've got to send them more. We need to be more missiles. Manufacture more missiles. More. So we don't even have to talk about widgets. We can talk about real things and real people. It's this whole,
and
it's like a money laundering
scheme. To his campaign, correct?
Do you remember a few years ago before the Ukraine-Russia war when news broke that Hunter Biden was just receiving massive amounts of money for a phony baloney gas company job? What country was that in?
I think that was in
Ukraine.
Ukrainistan.
Yeah, that's the one. It's been going on over there. It's a playground for Western decadence, money laundering. So just filter that into your equation there.
When you're thinking about what's going on over there. So remember a couple weeks ago, Candace Owens, well, the New York Times was going to run an article about, you know, conservatives and people saying, and she had said that Ukraine was corrupt.
Yes.
The government was corrupt. The country was corrupt. And the New York Times person sends her this message. And it's like, well, we've noticed that you've been saying Ukraine is corrupt, and we'd like for you to show us some of your, where do you get that idea?
Come on.
And we need to know by just a little while, because we're going to write this article. So she sends them clips of their articles in the New York Times saying that Ukraine is corrupt. And says, I got it from y'all.
And I'm sure they didn't publish that.
I'm sure they did not appreciate that.
That's the thing. The United States and leadership in this administration is acting like Ukraine is this big beacon of hope and freedom and prosperity and goodness.
Right. They hold that Zelensky guy up as the new Churchill or something. It's ridiculous, man. Have you listened to this guy? Come on.
Well, I know, look, he does a pretty good dance in the high heels and leather pants with him and the boys.
If you haven't seen that, you need to go watch it. Or don't.
I cannot get anybody to answer, was that supposed to be a spoof? And again, Craig's Law would tell me that if they're not going to tell me it was a spoof, it was the real deal.
Makes sense.
Nowadays. I'm not wearing those pants. Way too.
Please don't.
Get those shoes.
Can they wear it in the movie version of
ever walk
of
in and you're in this pants? I'm leaving.
We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Tootie, Eric the Dog, we'll get out to y'all. We'll be back. All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I
saw her.
We're kicking off summer in style at Wind Creek Wetumpka with our Drop the Top giveaway, where you'll have two chances to win a 2023 BMW convertible. Earn entries now, then be here when the fun starts at 5 p.m. on Saturday, June 3rd, and again on Saturday, June 24th. Winners will get a share of over $70,000 in cash and free play, plus a chance to win the ultimate grand prize, a sleek new BMW convertible for summer. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Want to grab lunch?
I can't. Gotta pick up my dry cleaning or I won't have anything to wear to work tomorrow.
There's never enough time. That's why I switched to Worth Cleaner's new 24/7 express kiosk on Vaughn Road. I can drop off and pick up my laundry and dry cleaning anytime I want, day or night.
Wow, Worth Cleaner sounds like the solution.
Worth Cleaners is excited to announce their 24/7 express kiosk. This is the first service of its kind in Montgomery and will allow customers to drop off and pick up their dry cleaning and laundry at their convenience, day or night, any day of the year. Even if you've never used Worth Cleaners before, you can go into their location at 7825 Vaughn Road today and use their 24/7 express kiosk. Instructions along with several descriptive photos are posted on the wall to aid customers who are first-time users. Visit our Vaughn Road location or find Worth Cleaners on Facebook for more information. Your family's clothing is worth it.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
It's time to call Southern Bells Cleaning to help you get your house in order. They've spent years earning the trust of families in the River Region, and they believe cleaning the old-fashioned way. Callan and her crew at Southern Bells bring all their own supplies, arrive on time, and specialize in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook, Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
It's time to butter up with Biscuits Baseball. Join the Biscuits for a summer full of baseball, food, giveaways, Max Fireworks, and more. For ticket information and to stay up to date on all things Biscuits, follow along at BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not every town will get wet today, but some towns will get a nice downpour. Look for a high temperature today in the lower 90s, again, with a sun and cloud mix and scattered random pop-up storms, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours before fading out overnight tonight. Low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, high in the upper 80s to near 90. Saturday's high around 93. Good bit of sun both days, and the rain chances are very small. Not quite zero, but under 20% both Friday and Saturday. More scattered random storms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The more acres you own, the more you need Kubota's M7060. Strength, durability, and reliability with performance matching implements in stock. For hay work, bush hogging, or general maintenance, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
are back, everybody. Welcome back, Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. We've got some breaking news for the state of Alabama coming up after this, but let's get to your phone calls. Let's go out to Tootie. Welcome to the program, Tootie. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your patience.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I actually enjoy listening to you guys. I figured out how I could get you at work. Thanks for being somewhat open, considering that, you know, we really, 1819 is the closest thing we have to a news source here in the government.
Yes, sir.
That says anything. But, you know, I heard something Monday. It was on the Alabama Journal. Do you ever watch that?
Is that the one that's over at Public Broadcasting?
Yes, sir.
The old Capital Journal? I guess it may be Alabama Journal now. I have not watched it in years. No, sir.
Well, you know, they put stuff out there. It's like a place for state employees and government workers. It's like their own private source. You know, everything they talk about is how it benefits our government. Very little is ever said that benefit the taxpayers. But Albright is the first person in government to come out and speak on the issue of regulating the gaming here in Alabama since they first shut McGregor down.
Okay.
And, you know, I've actually ran for office and made that part of my platform, that Alabama is the only place on the planet probably where they allow gaming and gambling and have no rules and regulations on. And it's illegal according to the Alabama Supreme Court.
Yeah, we have this weird we have this weird setup, Duty, where basically it's illegal, but you can have it in certain couple of places, and it looks like slot machines, but no, it's bingo machines, and you can't have a casino, but you call it a casino, and then if you come to Jefferson County, you can have bingo halls, which are illegal, but there's a whole big mess about law enforcement in that county. Yes, that's why it's a mess.
When the Supreme Court ruled, and there was one word left out of the bill, mm-hmm. the original bill, and that was electronic. And,
right.
You know, if you go to the Department of Interior Indian Gaming, it spells it right there that they're not allowed to do anything that's not legal in Alabama. And we went through the whole Trump era and getting rid of Jeff Sessions and all this. But, you know, the sad thing, Scott, is the media is so... there's such an insatiable appetite for revenue that they never discuss it. They never even inform the people of Alabama what is going on.
No, you're
how
right
this
about
works.
That. Now, let me remind you of something. I'm going to give you plenty of time, but let me remind you of something. So when I was involved in the whole bingo fiasco with the case was in Montgomery, I was told by someone who knew, who happened to work at a large newspaper at the time, I won't say which one, and he said, man, Scott, they hate you. And I said, why? He said, because you have messed up the revenue stream. And they were literally talking about that at the highest levels, about how much, because when all that happened, advertising dropped off. And it was hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't remember if it was hundreds of thousands of dollars per month or per year. And so the debate in the news offices was not about the truth or what the news was or what really happened. It was, this damages our revenue stream, therefore we probably need to go destroy everyone who helped stop the revenue from coming in.
The sad thing, Scott, is, you know, I'm not against gambling. I think that we should actually go ahead and regulate it. And the easiest way to do it is go to the Nevada Gaming Commission and just do what they do. You know, it's a no-brainer. And, you know, with our location, with the corridor coming down from the East Coast, I-85, and Alabama, you got to go through here. We could we could put Las Vegas out of business. But, you know, it never gets beyond the good old boy and the smoke-filled rooms where they try to award someone the spoils. Where we had the last one, when they caught that bill that was changed in the legislative reference office, and next thing you know, McGregor's out of business. If they tried to change it, why don't they just put everything on the board, give us an honest bill with good regulations, and look at the jobs they could create. You know, over in Mississippi, I understand that the slot machines are only allowed 15% profit. The rest of the money goes back to the players. It takes people to monitor that. You talk about a tremendous industry. Rather than giving it to a few paid politicians' friends and let them control it, you know, that's the old antebellum plantation mentality. And this is 2023. And everybody that's listening to me should agree with that. We don't need any more corruption in this state than we have already.
Tootie, you and I are going to agree on one thing. I have never been a proponent. I don't think gambling is a positive for a community or a state. I think the jobs that are created, other jobs are lost in other places. Like people, you go eat dinner at the casino all the time. Well, then two restaurants in the town nearby go out of business. But regardless of all of that, I think you and I can agree on one thing. I could easily say that, look, that argument's over. The train has left the station. And my opinion has always been, look, if you're going to let people do these things, then let us all do it. Let it be Scott and Tootie's Grand Resort and Casino. But you hit the nail on the head. In our state, when they have things like gambling or lottery or whatever it is, it's not about whether we can have it or not, or whether we can regulate it or not. It's about making sure that a handful of people can do it and make hundreds of millions of dollars. But you and I, what is this guy always says?
It's a small big club, but you ain't in it. That's right.
And that is the truth, and that is corrupt. And I know that from a firsthand, I know absolutely for sure that there is no debate about letting anybody and everybody do it, which shows the corruption. So you and I absolutely agree on that, Tootie.
All Britain said that there will be no vote on it until they regulate it. And that's the best thing I've heard in Alabama in 30 years. He said that Monday night on that program.
Right. But that also allows what is happening in Atmore to continue on with no problem.
Yeah. See, that's which the hypocrisy of it. You're right.
Which is where he represents.
Give us something to vote on. I mean, you know, don't stick it in with the lottery,
right?
And hope that it gets through and you have the same thing we have now. And I mean, this goes all the way up to the presidential election, the Luther Strange and Roy Moore fiasco. And look what they did to that man, you know, Doug Jones. You know, it's like a big bad movie. And if you pay attention to it and are able to think critical, you can see it. But the thing of it is, how did we become so tolerant of all this corruption? That's what's so scary.
Yeah,
and
that's
another
a good point.
One thing, I'd love to talk to you about the Ho Chi Minh Trail. I heard you guys talking about weapons in the Ukraine. I was stationed near Laos in 1967 when McNamara drew that line in the sand, and we were supposed to stop them supplying South Vietnamese right along the DMZ. Well, look at this. Putin is actually allowed to bring weapons into the Ukraine. Now, something stinks about that. And you guys hit on it a little bit this morning. I'm going to go back and listen. Thank you for taking my call, too, Scott.
Hey, Terry, that's a great call. I enjoyed it. Man, call back. How much time? 30 seconds?
20 now.
20. We don't have time to be fair to Eric or Ed, but they will be up next. You don't want to miss them. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit
them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999, or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings.
Want to eat lighter?
To do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on the salad.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. We serve them day and night, and we serve the salads day and night, and we also do burgers. And, you know, we do lunch specials at lunch every day. At night, we do different specials. Plus our regular menu, we serve it day and night.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision-making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
For matters in Tennessee, visit CordellCordell.com. 200 West Martin Luther King Boulevard, Suite 1000, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37402. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody, Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Yes, we are powered by 1819 News. Let's get to your phone calls. First up, Eric the Dog. Eric, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Oh, sorry.
You're on there,
hey, Eric.
You're not a rookie. Come on.
Well, I'm working. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, somebody needs to work. Hola. ¿Cómo está?
On with the show. Okay.
Sorry about that. Y'all surprised me.
That's okay. We got to you way earlier than we usually do.
Y'all are getting better, so I had to step my game up. So,
oh, you got it. Well, don't count on it very often, but this is just one of those mornings where we're not totally full on the phone boards.
Right, you let Allison run it, so.
Yeah, well, she's been running people off, too. Right. She's still over there trying to figure out who can play her in the movie.
Yeah, Eric the Dog might have some good, like, who should play Sky, Scott, myself, and Amy Beth. What do you think about
let's see, for Scott, we probably need to let's get some Chevy Chase going on. Some Chevy Chase for old Scott there.
That's fair, actually.
And then for Scott, so he's a, I don't know the guy's name, but he played in, y'all ever seen Payback with Mel Gibson where they take that $70,000 from him?
Mm-mm. Sky's Googling it.
Yeah, there's a blonde-haired guy in there that that actually took Mel Gibson's money, and I think that would be a good guy for Sky.
Okay. You don't want to go with name. Brad Pitt? There's some people who want Brad Pitt for Sky.
I wouldn't do that, John.
I like Johnny Depp. Here.
He's still going for Johnny Depp.
I can see Johnny Depp. I can see Johnny Depp.
Okay.
You know, that's more pertinent personality probably for you. That other guy that I don't know too much about, but, you know. And then for you, Allison, I prefer a redhead, so I'm going to say you need that lady that plays Donna on the suit. On Suits.
That okay. Be.
I have no clue who that is. Now I'm going to have to
look. You should look her up. Yeah, she's a very commanding, you know, you're the boss.
Did you say things. Demand? Okay, right. Yes. Very good.
He did. Okay. I mean, I'm going to receive that as a compliment.
You should. I mean, that's how women do. You know, take a perfectly good insult and say, yeah, that's a good insult.
That's me. I think that's great. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I was going with Denzel Washington for me. You don't want to do a little Denzel? I like Denzel.
Yeah. That'd be good. Denzel's probably one of my favorite actors of all time.
Mine too.
James Spader.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
that guy.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't have very many favorite actors because I don't really know a lot of these people.
Well,
it's okay.
I'm a movie guy. I've seen a bunch of them. I did a dry run last night for the Bomb Howers experiment for next week, so I met some people out there. Met old Charles.
Oh, no way!
You know, yeah, Charles, that's a pretty cool guy, man.
Charles a few Hollis? Other
folks out there.
How did y'all get this together?
Well, they went to Greg's.
Yeah, Bomb Howers every Wednesday night with Greg Bedell.
Oh, they went to Bedell's this week. Gotcha, yeah. gotcha. Okay, good, so good.
Practice runs, guys. Stick with me.
All right. Well, I just didn't know what day it was. I just show up every day, and then when Friday gets here, they say don't come here for the next 2 days, and then I just come back. So that's just how it is.
At least you remember how to get to work. Sometimes I wonder. Not about you specifically, but you know.
Right. It's a straight shot for me, almost.
I have one question.
Okay.
Of a serious nature. When are they going to tell us how many U.S. troops are in Ukraine actively fighting? Or, as we used to say in Vietnam, consulting.
Exactly.
Or advising my dad. How many advisors do we have?
Same old story, isn't it?
They are not going to tell us. And well, what no, they're what really not going to tell us is how many of our consultants got killed today.
Well, you know. Those are, I just have a real problem with it. See, they've done shown enough of their hand for us to start seeing how the pattern goes. So it's mm-hmm. like, all right. We already know what you're doing, so just when are you going to fess up to it? You know, but I guess when you have the control of the power and your buddy's the guy that's going to be prosecuting, y'all can agree to disagree and be like, all right.
And you have the corporate media running cover for you.
Right.
Pretty good game.
It's going to be a scripted play. You know, I'm going to come out here and I'm going to tell them all the dirty things you did, and then I'm going to say, you know what? That's just not something we're willing to prosecute. You know, no reasonable prosecutor would actually take this to court and pursue this. So,
that's
you know
right.
what? We've done our due diligence. We let you know that we did our due diligence, and now y'all just sit here and take it. And I'll whisper in your ear a little bit later, and maybe I'll bring you some flowers tomorrow if you're nice today.
Maybe. You know. Probably not getting the flowers. Thanks, Eric.
Probably not. All right, y'all. I'm going to get off of here. Y'all have a nice day.
Appreciate it. You too. Great call.